It's really
cool.
Is
it like Brokeback Mountain type stuff? How they meet and all of a sudden they have a glimmer in each other's eyes, and next you know what, one of them's cuddling up trying to keep warm and talking about how I can't quit you. Stuff like that.
He loved that movie.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. All right, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can shoot us a text on the party line. That's 402-915-0962. All right, we're going to start with motivation like we do. And love these it. Are your categories. All right, this is actually pick your fungus. Okay. Yeah.
That is lovely. Yeah. What a wonderful start to the week. I'm a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy.
That's one of Peter's jokes. Dad joke number one.
Is it really? How does he use the dad joke like that? What is he?
Like when we were talking about, he's like, don't you guys like mushrooms? It's come on, I'm a fun guy. I'm like,
oh my God.
All the kids and I are like,
well, you're going to pick your fungus. All right, pick it and we'll see what kind of motivation comes out of this fungus. You got A, that's athlete's foot. B, ringworm. And C, yeast infection. Pick your fungus. Which one do you have?
Jesus. None of the above, thank God. You know what? Let's just.
We're going to go with.
Yeast infection. Why not?
Why not?
Good morning, you feisty bucket of badassery. I hope you're ready to suckle on that sweet taste of winning, because that's what's in store for you today. So take a big old gulp of that glorious brown success juice, polish that dazzling personality, and go dance into this day like no one's watching. Pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Pitter-patter, let's get at her. Yeah,
I like that one.
Okay, so you do like
good stuff.
Yeast infection. I haven't had any of those. I may have had athlete's foot back in the day.
Sports? Yeah.
Yeah. But nothing major. But I've had ringworm.
You have?
Yeah. Isn't ringworm I think you get rings on your body.
Yeah. I think it's it's
and like it itches. I got
it's
it
like
from
a dermal thing. Ooh.
Yeah. I think I got it from a cat, from pet animals or something. I think that's where you get ringworm from.
I don't know.
At least that's what my mother ran with.
She's so like, whatever. You're just gross and skeevy. I don't know why we keep you around the house.
Yeah, exactly.
You're constantly bringing stuff in, playing with cat poop in the sandbox. We can't trust you for anything.
But the one I've never had is a yeast infection. Can guys have that? I don't know.
I would think so. Okay. I mean, I imagine it's different for guys than it is for ladies, but... yeah, good question. I don't think I've ever asked a guy, like, have you ever had a yeast infection? It's not something that really comes up in polite conversation, even amongst the ladies. Like talking about, hey, yeast starters? Sure. You working on your sourdough? Absolutely. What's going on below the belt? Not a real big conversation.
Well, you can get it. Can't you get it in the underarms and stuff? Isn't it yeast infections like an imbalance? Is it an imbalance or is it something from being
like a pH
wet
imbalance type of thing? Okay. I would imagine. I mean, I don't think it's just the nether region.
Okay.
I think you're right. I think you can probably get in again.
Anywhere.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, you are.
I feel like I've spent a lot of time with them lately, but I'm actually still just a person. Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that here in a minute, but we do have a big announcement to let you guys know about. You guys have asked, you know, this podcast, The Big Party Show, it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you guys already know that. You know, you guys want more. You want longer, we give you that. You want more during the week. And I talk to some people that just, they really don't have much to listen to that they enjoy on Tuesday and Thursdays. So basically what we're doing is we're launching another independent podcast on Tuesdays. All right. And Thursdays will get filled eventually as well. But it's called The After Party. right? It's the after party. If you're watching right now, you can see the image of it. We'll also have it on our social medias, and also bigpartyshow.com is what we're where we're going to put all the links and stuff like that. So basically, in the end, wherever you get a podcast is where you're going to get this podcast. So you got the Big Party Show on Monday, and then you have the after party with Big Party and Molly on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There you go. That's
it. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We always have stuff that we never get to. Yeah,
that's true.
And so we're just going to, it's a continuation of the show is what it is. So your week has just gotten even more fuller. Yeah. It's an easy way to say it, I guess.
It's gotten fuller.
It's gotten fuller. Does that make sense? Fuller?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, more fuller is just, I mean, that is just the abundance of full. You can be more full or you can be fuller. But more fuller is like, I don't even know if there are enough potatoes that are going to fit in this sack.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that, yeah, a good way of putting it. Yeah. So that's going to be, I'm excited for this right here.
Me too.
Yeah. Cause,
it's gonna be good. Yeah, so starting this week, starting Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes,
so,
tomorrow.
I mean, listen up. I mean, we're talking the 13th, Tuesday, the 13th.
Ooh.
You're going to get a chance to hear the first after party. So tune in. It's worth it. Why not?
For sure. Yeah. So basically, we need you to go wherever you get your podcast, you know, where you're listening right now, and just find the after party with Big Party and Molly, and then rate, review, all that fun stuff, so we can kick that off going strong.
And we'll have a link on our website. So if you go to bigpartyshow.com and you're like, I don't want to do a lot of searching, just go to bigpartyshow.com. You're going there anyway to, you know, check out stuff, what's going on, merch store, what's happening with the show, all that. And so go ahead and you can get the link there. And then just be sure to like, subscribe, follow all of the necessary things. So it just bink populates on your phone. Populates. That's the thing that I love is that it just, I get a little like surprise, like, cause I do Apple Podcasts. And so it'll just let me know, like, got a new episode. I'm like, I do. Oh, wait, that's right. I recorded it.
Well, that's what's funny is because I listen to all of it everywhere. I will jump over to Spotify. I'll jump over all over the place because I just can't get enough of it. You know, and,
I love the sound of my own voice. And that's why we're doing Tuesdays.
That's the real reason why the after party exists. By the way, that is on every stinking platform you can think of. It is iTunes. It's on iHeart. I put it everywhere. So you can find it wherever you really listen to a podcast. So it truly is everywhere. So there you go. Yeah, there you go. We do have tickets. There's another reason to go to bigpartyshow.com to the Lancers this weekend. Friday they have, looks like they have Des Moines. Is it Des Moines or Des Moines? It's we should just call them Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
No, it's Des Moines.
I know it's Des Moines, but they're also a competitor. They're playing against the Lancers, so they would be known as Des Moines.
They're known as losers.
The losers. Also Saturday there's a game at the Liberty First Credit Union arena. It's Tri-Cities on Saturday. So basically it's both great games, home games, you know. We have 2 4 packs of tickets. So just go to bigpartyshow.com contest and the Lancers tickets are right there. Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing to win. That's all you got to do. So what is the deal? What Friday, you spent some time in the emergency room?
I did.
Yeah.
You know, you cursed me. Telling me all about that new show, The Pit. I had to go see it for myself.
Yes. So, all right. So I got a message from you.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m, something like that. Was it 3 a.m? No, that's the last message I got from you.
That might have been the last.
Yeah, because I got a message.
I finally got a room at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. So you went to the emergency room at what time? At 3 p.m. or something?
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I finally got a room at 3 a.m. And then I was discharged at like 5 a.m. 14 hours, door to door,
sitting there. It is just like The Pit.
It is.
It is
only
like
on The Pit. They're like, it's going to be 7 hours. These people are like, 7 hours. I'm like, hold my sandwich.
Did they give you a time frame, or did they just sit? You just sit there.
I mean, they were like, it's about 14 hours right now. They didn't tell me that when I checked in. I didn't think to ask.
How long's away?
Because I'm kind of I'm an ER newbie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I didn't think to, I mean, and how do you, you know, you're at the ER, like, are you really going to ER shop? Really? It's 14 hours here. Let me check in with another hospital.
Yeah.
Hop in my car and drive on over to that emergency room. Like, I think you're there. It's happening.
They probably don't tell you because they don't want you to leave.
They're very concerned about you leaving. If you go, I had left my charger out in my car and I went to go for the door and they're like, whoa, 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 where are you going? And I was like, I need to get a charger out of my car. And they're like, okay, but you got to come right back. Because I think they do have people just ghost. I think people just lose their minds and walk out. And then, I mean, with me, so I woke up Wednesday morning and I couldn't swallow. Like my throat was really killing me. And I've had this before, but I just sort of was like, eh. And, you know, I've got that other gig and I get up at 2:30 in the morning to go there. So I sent a text to my boss and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And I never heard back from him and it's a new job and I don't have anybody else's phone number. So I went
to work.
Yes. I drove downtown.
And wait a minute. I was like, and you weren't even scheduled to work on this day.
Yeah. On Wednesday I was.
Oh, you went to work on Wednesday sick.
Yes. Sick.
Okay.
So I showed up. I was like, I don't know. I haven't heard back from the boss. I can't just no call, no show.
Yeah.
So I show up, I'm masked up. I'm like, cause I don't know at this point, like, I don't know what I've got. I have a feeling I know what I have, but like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
What was it? Just to, so people know, it was like,
so
a lump
I have,
your, what
I
were
have
you swallowing? Could you not swallow or?
Yeah. I have a throat abscess. I have an abscess in my throat.
Okay.
Which is basically just like, it's like a, an inflammation and basically like a growth.
Gross.
So gross.
Can we
so
name sick. It? Can we give it a name? Yeah, exactly. Like your pimple.
His name's Dick. I hate him so much.
His name's Dick. Molly. So you got Dick in your throat?
I didn't think that through. I'm highly medicated right now. The minute it came out of my mouth, I was like, this is not a good idea. Anybody watching this podcast can see from my eyes that I probably shouldn't be talking into a microphone right now.
Oh my God, you named the growth in your throat Dick. Okay, all right.
I did not.
Hate it so much.
This was just
yeah,
on the
did.
Spot. Let's just call it Heather.
No, it's Dick.
Okay?
It's Dick.
No, it's Heather. It's so Dick. Fine. I've got Heather hanging
everyone
out.
Everyone knows that growths in your throat are a male name, and it's going as Dick. All right, Dick the growth.
Roger.
In your throat.
How about Roger?
Oh, you mean yes? It's in Roger, yes. Roger. Okay, Roger. Dick it is. Anyway, so yeah.
So I go in, and I like fire up my workstation, and I'm like, I guess I'm here now. And I make it through like 45 minutes. And then finally, I'm like, there's another newscaster on the other side of the room. And I mean, I've given this guy like, I mean, I look like a weirdo. I've got a freaking ski mask on. Like, it's like COVID too. I'm like all masked up by Corona. And I say, I can't, like, I'm sick. And he's like, you just got to call him. And so I was like, oh my God. I mean, it's 4:30 in the morning. I called this guy. He's like, hello. And I was like, yeah, I'm sick. Like, I can't, like, I'm here, but like, I shouldn't be.
Did you tell me you had Dick in your throat?
I did not.
At darn Richard.
Richard! Such a jerk. Stop messing everything up.
So then what happened?
So
what did
I
say, oh God, you're new.
So
there?
He was just like, I mean, yeah, he's like, okay. I mean, he knew about earlier in the week. And, so I go home and I was having I thank God it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I was like really like concentrating on the road. Like I was really like out of it, you know,
okay.
I was running a fever and like whatever. So I get home and I get back into bed and I just crash. I mean, just absolutely crash. I wake up, I reanimate hours later and I'm like, it's not better. It's worse. So I go into emergency care and they take a look at my throat. They're like, you got to go to the ER. They're like, you got to get an MRI. We got to know whether or not this is like in your bloodstream or what have
you. Yeah, that's
you.
Serious stuff. It is. Yeah. Okay.
So I just went over to the, I went home, picked up a couple things like my phone charger, stuff like that. And I headed over to the ER. I figured I'd be home by dinner. I was home by breakfast the next day.
Before breakfast.
Nicest people.
Yeah.
So nice. Those people are doing God's work. Oh my God. But I mean, a waiting room in an emergency. I mean, the waiting room at emergency department during flu season. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, if I wasn't sick before I got here.
Yeah, you're sick.
I wore
sick
like
now.
Six masks while I was there. Peter's like, are you masked up? I'm like, oh my God.
Double
so masked
mask.
Up.
Yeah.
Which I had a wow. hazmat suit.
So
but it's
was-
crazy. The people that you're just that are sitting there. And I mean, you're sitting right next to somebody who has had a cardiac incident. They're not in there. You're sitting next to somebody else that's holding a dish towel over parts of their body to keep body parts in. There was one lady who was in a wheelchair who wouldn't stay in the wheelchair. She was having like a psychotic break and she kept like reanimating. And they were like, Lisa, you gotta stay in your seat.
It's
she's like
the
I
pit.
Can feel them crawling. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, you're 14 kidding.
14 hours. I was like, this is the best people watching. If yeah. I could, I just basically like slept in a chair the whole time.
Did you go to sleep then? Obviously.
I did.
I mean, how do you sit there for 14 hours without falling asleep? That's insanity.
Yeah. I mean, you absolutely. And but there's no comfortable. I mean, there's no way to get comfortable, you know,
yeah.
I mean, and you're all. So the place was at capacity. So then they were having people like you couldn't have someone. You could only have one person with you. I went alone. Peter was like,
okay.
Do you want me to come with you? I'm like, absolutely not.
Oh, God.
I don't want anyone anywhere near me right now. I don't even want to be by myself. I don't even want to be with me. Like, I don't want you to be with me. Like, stay home. Stay
for
far
those
away.
Of you that don't know that Molly is an angry, sick person.
I'm an angry, sick person.
Yeah. She does not complain. She does not whine. She's just angry. That's why I'm being very careful with my select words today. Because it could set her off and then I don't even know what happens.
You know,
yeah.
Your body has one stinking job. Stay well.
Yeah, but you overdid it. You even said something. You said, I run myself ragged until I get sick. You said that. And I was like, all right. So you started this new gig. You're working, you know, getting up early. I doubt you're mm-hmm. getting enough sleep. And then you come to Omaha, all the way to Omaha, drive all the way here. And then you hang out. Now I sound like your parent. And then anyway, then you drive all the way home and then you get mm-hmm. sick.
Yeah.
So it was coming.
I just, you know, I mean, a head cold, sure.
Yeah,
You know, but that was the thing. They tested me for thing. Nothing for flu, nothing for COVID, nothing for strep, none of that stuff. I'm clear, free and clear.
They
like,
come to you
none
and
of
go,
it's, I mean, I'm not contagious. I'm just my own little toxic nightmare.
Well, I hope Dick disappears soon. I mean, it can't feel good to have Dick in your throat.
You know what it's like.
I don't.
Sure you do. You had to get yours removed.
I did. I had to go in and they had to remove Dick out of my throat. And it was so
kicking and screaming.
Infected. It was so infected. Do you still have your tonsils then? Or
I do, but I don't know for how much longer. That was one of the things that the ER doctor was like, nah, this isn't great. This is the second
really?
Time in like, so I had this happen once before. It was worse last time. So, I mean, that's why when this was happening again, I was like, this feels awfully
similar.
Familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, 'cause it's a very unique feeling. It's only on one side of
all
your
right.
throat.
Okay.
So unlike strep where it's like everywhere, all
it's
just
a lump
one
on the,
side and
on
it
one
feels
side.
Like, it feels like there's a rock. Like right now in the back of my throat, it feels like there's a rock back there. So it's like
okay.
weird to talk.
Yeah.
You don't talk normally. It's like you're talking with something in the back of your throat.
Okay. Dick.
God, I really wish I weren't on pin mic right now.
Yeah, I bet you wish you never wish named that rock dick
that
either.
All back. Anybody who knows me knows that she must be highly medicated to have let that slip, because that was one past the goalie that you'll never get back. Nope.
Never, ever will that ever be. I don't even know.
So I decided to watch your show. I was inspired by my 14-hour stay at the emergency room to watch The Pit. Oh, my God.
How good is that show?
I couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop either.
And now I know exactly how you feel, because they dropped episode one of season two, and it ended, and I was like, okay, we'll fire it up. Episode two, let's do this. And they're like, on Thursdays. I was like, you guys are bastard people.
I didn't watch it. I did not watch it yet.
Because it's a cliffhanger. It ends and you're like, okay, we'll fire up the next one. They're like, mm-hmm.
So we couldn't wait to watch it, right? And so we got into it late because there was a game on. And I fell asleep at the probably the first couple minutes of it. Mm-hmm. I just, you know.
Tequila. Yeah, no, I know. She has a name.
Anyway, I woke up and Wylene had already watched it, and she keeps telling me I need to watch it, and I haven't yet, but I'm waiting for Thursday so I can double.
Yeah, wait. It's worth it to wait. Like, I wish I would have, because I didn't realize that I'd forgotten that aspect of you sharing this was the fact that it's a weekly, that it's not like a dump. Yeah. And so this morning I saw, like, last night, it was the same thing for me. I finished season one yesterday, and then it was the Bears-Packers game. So I was like, oh, yep. I'll save season two for Sunday. And then I fired it up this Sunday morning, and I was like, all right, let's go. I'm ready. It was just one episode. I was like, bastard people. No.
I hate it. They've trained us, you know. I guess I don't know what the advantage of is dropping the whole thing at once, because you'll binge it, or just going weekly because you know you'll go. Because I'm watching Landman. I'm also watching Robin Hood. So I got Sunday Landman, Robin Hood on Tuesdays, I think.
What's that on?
It's I don't even know. I think it might be Amazon Prime or something like that. Okay. I don't know what it's on. That's our thing, though. We got Sunday, Tuesday with Robin Hood, and then it's a weird thing to watch, isn't it? I'm telling everybody I'm watching a show called Robin Hood. Yes, it's about Robin Hood. And then Thursdays, now I have The Pit. I just don't understand the – just drop it all. I mean, I want it.
Well, I understand. I understand with, like, HBO, because it still is, like, considered – I mean, it's cable television, but it's television. Uh-huh. So I understand them sticking to, like, a certain broadcast schedule. It's people when it's like Netflix, where I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, it's a streamer. Just stream it. Like, I don't understand why you're breadcrumbing this out for us. I mean, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I need to do some research and realize that they actually do have an algorithm that makes the numbers. If you stretch it out like that, it's better for them. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what it is. I mean, part of me is happy that they're not throwing it out, all of it, because I would just watch it all and then have to wait. Because it's like the Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
The Stranger Thing. We finally finished that.
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, God. Yeah, we finally finished it. And I'll tell you what, it ended good, just so you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it ended good, and I hate that show. You know, because for what they did to us. But it ended good, and it ended in a good way. Maybe I'm going to things, but I was very teary-eyed.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I would think the end of a show. Well, yeah, but the end of a show is always a little emotional. You know what I mean? Like, you've been on a journey. I mean, whether you love it or hate it, like, you've been at it for years. I mean, years.
Oh, my God, for
years. You've been following along. I'm watching these kids grow
good.
Up. I mean, so
yeah,
I get
you
it.
You should watch it. You should get to it. And yeah, I just thought it was a good ending, but I'm not going to ruin it for you. But yeah, I just don't know why they just don't drop. You know, it's stupid to me.
I'm just,
then,
you know,
I don't know.
I mean, the show that I'm hooked on right now is absolutely inappropriate for you. Well, maybe
it's the hockey one.
Yeah.
The hockey.
Heat
How
of
are
rivalry?
You watching? they push that trailer over and over like crazy.
It's
and
the hottest
it pops
show
in my head.
It's everywhere. Those guys are everywhere right now. 8 months ago, they were waiting tables. Now they're presenting at the Golden Globes. I mean, talk about like they made $80,000 doing this show. And they're like on the cover of every magazine. They're on every late night show. They're on the Today Show this week. I mean, who has smutty hockey players on the Today Show? That's how good this show is. It's
Are you
really,
kidding
really
me?
Good. No.
And this is
really
about
good.
Two gay hockey players on opposing mm-hmm. teams, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Is there a lot of man on man love
yeah,
stuff like
is.
That? There is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't even like watching woman on man love. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, you did. It would be very uncomfortable. One of my girlfriends was telling somebody, you know, like, oh, I watched Heated Rivalry. And they're like, oh, you know, like, you know, my husband and I were looking for something to watch. They're like, do not watch that with your husband. Like to a person, everyone who's watched it is like, no, don't watch it with your husband.
Why? No. Why not? Because of the love scenes?
Go ahead and watch an episode. Why don't you watch an episode and see if you'd want to be sitting next to your wife?
Well, Wylene and I don't watch that stuff anyway. We don't like love. We don't watch love scenes together.
I'm just
sexual
saying,
love scenes. I hate
really,
them.
I challenge you to watch episode one. Just watch it. Just see it.
Okay.
For me, just watch it. Not with Wylene. Just you watch it. HBO Max, episode one of Heated Rivalry. And we'll circle back and you tell me whether or not it's something you would want to watch with your wife.
I think you're testing me. You're going to see if it moves.
No, hey, listen, I watched your show. I watched The Pit.
Uh-huh.
I watched the whole season. I watched 15 episodes. This show is only 6 episodes, and I'm telling you, I'm asking you to watch one episode.
One episode.
One episode of Heated Rivalry. Just watch the first one, how they meet,
okay.
What they get started. It's they're rookies. They're getting drafted. It's really cool.
Is it like Brokeback Mountain type stuff, how they meet, and all of a sudden they have a glimmer in each other's eyes, and next you know what, one of them's cuddling up, trying to keep warm, and talking about how I can't quit you. Stuff like that.
You loved that movie. This might be your new favorite show. You want to talk about crying. I have
what?
Two words for you. The Cottage. And anyone who has seen it, Heated Rivalry, knows The Cottage. And they're like, Niagara Falls.
What is The Cottage?
Tears crying. Episode 6. The Cottage. I
oh,
watched
wait,
it
is
twice
this
weekend.
This
I
is Heated
episode,
Rivalry?
Yes.
One of the episodes is called The Cottage.
Yeah, the final episode is called The Cottage.
Is there?
And I've watched it twice this weekend, and I've been like, I want to feel good and bad all at the same time.
Are you kidding me?
Making with my head.
Uh-huh. The Cottage. Okay.
Uh-huh. Look, I'm tearing up just thinking about it. It's so sweet.
What's so sweet about
it? Oh my
God!
It's just it's a game changer. Just,
is it okay?
They meet, it's a, the show spans 10 years. These guys meet, it starts in 2008 and it goes mm-hmm. up to like 2018. 10
Is this a true
years.
Story based on a true story or? Okay.
This
all
is
right.
a smut book that got turned okay. into a television show that everyone is in love with. Seriously. Gracie, have you seen it?
No, she hasn't. No.
Well, you've got time before James gets home.
Yeah, great. Be crying in their cat's fur. Okay. Well,
oh, it's just so sweet. The Cottage. Oh my God. Everyone's seriously, you're missing like an entire part of the zeitgeist right now by not watching it. Even
so these guys are popular. I mean, will they be in other movies?
Even Stephen
and stuff,
Colbert
you think?
Referenced it. On New Year's, and it was like really funny with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. They're like, oh my God, you've watched Heated Rivalries? Like, it's so good.
Then why? I don't know. I'll watch it alone then. It's mm-hmm. going to be weird if Wylene walks in and she's been watching it.
Yeah, it is.
Two guys making
Make sure
out.
She's not
hockey.
Home. You have a lot of explaining to do. She can just listen to this podcast, though, and know that I was the one that made you do it.
Yeah,
you have
okay.
this as proof that this okay. is like as evidence. It's not just you watching some racy hockey show by yourself. Oh my God. Yeah. It's so stinking good. These kids are like these guys that are the stars are just.
I'm going to have to check it. I'll check out the first episode because like I said, they won't stop running, you know, commercials about it or whatever, promos, trailers about it. They did. The Pit is also coming back for a third season and they just. Started the second season, so that's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Heated Rivalry is coming back for a second season. And I mean, The final episode of Heated Rivalry dropped on Christmas. And it was really funny because everyone's like, how do I separate myself from family Christmas to watch my hockey smut?
Yeah. Because this is a weird thing for you to, I don't know what to, it's hockey and it's a love story mm-hmm. between two players.
Mm-hmm. It's just that good of a story.
Okay.
It's just, they're really good characters. I mean, it's just one of them is a Canadian kid. The other kid is from Russia. And it's just, you know, they're totally different people and they find each other and it's just so stinking. I don't know. Maybe it's the time of year.
I'm watching.
Maybe it's the illness. I have no idea, but it's got me. It's got me.
It's dick. It's what it is. It's dick in your throat.
Maybe that's how I came up with the idea. I want you to do my Heated Rivalry.
All right. We're going to be done here for now. All right. We're moving over actually to the after party. All right. We're going to pick this back up over there. So wherever you get your podcast, you know, the gig, find the after party and we'll pick up the story right there. Mm-hmm. And don't forget hockey. All right. Lancer hockey's. We got tickets hockey. For you. So go to,
I can't tell you how many people are becoming circle. Hockey. I will say this.
Yeah.
They have seen a huge uptick in women all of a sudden being very interested in hockey.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Like all of a sudden everyone's like, you know what? Maybe I will check out hockey. It looks kind of cool. Like, I can't tell you how many people now have like gotten turned on to hockey because of this show.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, maybe NHL's it sounds really like they need to.
Having a moment, I'm sure they're like,
maybe they need to. They'll start coming out with, you know, football, love on the field, and maybe some male basketball.
It's not the same called, without skates.
In the locker room. It's not the same thing as skates. All right. Well, anyway, there's hockey going on this weekend with the Lancers. You can go to omahalancers.com to get tickets, or you can just go to bigpartyshow.com and pick up tickets there. You can win a 4-pack for the family. It's a good time. It's Friday and Saturday, so just drop your name right over in contest. Also, that link to the after party's there, so go ahead and take it a visit on Tuesday. All right, Molly, I hope your throat feels better.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys at the after party. All right, do yourself good.